Banana. Banana. Bananas everywhere.
Man, I don't fucking know. I don't know what to say to that. I don't know what to say to this. This is just... This movie different. Like, I don't know. I guess, you know what? I guess if you're going to pick a quote to sum this up, I think bananas is pretty good. Because this is House 1977. It's a Japanese film. It's weird. Apparently, I read real quick, you know, quickly on the Wikipedia that it was put on hold.
Academy Award.
It was put on hold for 2 years because no one wanted to direct it.
I don't blame them.
Whew, we got our work cut out for us, folks. But today, here, it is the SpotterPod Multimedia Discussion Cast. We cover many, many, many different things from video games, anime, wrestling, and movies, including this film. I think that's the word you can use to describe it.
It was a movie.
I'm Ophie, taking over hosting God jobs, because I don't know, I feel like it. And with me today, as ever, in the flesh,
Lee.
Back in Sin City.
Oh, yeah. Back in good old hot Las Vegas, it's your boy, Jay Excellence. And on today's edition of the Spotter Pod, we are covering House 1977. Japanese horror comedy movie, but before we do that, we have no news to cover, but any lingering thoughts on Spider-Man 2002?
I mean, other than, like, after watching the trailer for the new one, has me hopeful that they might also be bringing back, in addition to Doc Ock, possibly, William Dafoe's Green Goblin, because I did see a pumpkin bomb, I think.
No, that was definitely a pumpkin bomb.
So I'm hoping, just bring everyone back, fuck it, you know, this is the multiverse Spider-Man movie, even though Spider-Verse kind of is already multiverse, but you know, let's do you can do it. The fact that you can do it with the live action versions, I think, kind of just testament to like the staying power of Spider-Man as a brand, as a character that he's had so many different incarnations, even just film alone. And yeah, no, I'm excited to see it. I think it's coming out probably this holiday season. There you go.
Yep.
So excited to see that. See how it builds up on possibly connecting up to the Sam Raimi trilogy. But no, I think barring that, hey, you know, Spider-Man was also part of... Wait, no, it was Toei? It was Toei Spider-Man.
Yeah.
This is Toho.
Yeah.
Never mind, I was going to make a... I was going to make a little...
You're trying to transition.
I was trying to be kind of cool.
Before you head down there, yeah, I just wanted to reiterate once again. The significant thing about the Sam Raimi Spider-Man and Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is this particular Spider-Man in comparison to the other movies shows more sensitivity and heart than I think the other two counterparts. And this is highlighted in high top films on YouTube, but I just thought it was a point I wanted to hash out again.
Yeah, definitely something I wholeheartedly agree with. Wholeheartedly. But anyway, I think now it's time to...
And also, he's the one that dances the most.
Okay.
You count that third movie.
Yeah, that's the meme. That's a meme now. Now, I think, have you seen, it's a channel. That's channel name is like basically like Tobey Maguire in MCU. And it's just editing scenes of him into MCU scenes.
I don't know if I've seen that specific channel, but I have seen videos like that when it's Bully Maguire versus the Avengers.
Yeah.
He just comes out as Thanos.
God damn it.
Alright, but hey, let's get into today's topic. House from 1977. House. Japanese horror comedy.
Yo.
Give me a quick
overview. A young teenage girl goes, visits her aunt's house with six of her other friends, and they all get eaten. The end.
Well, you know, some might argue that, hey, we're being really lazy with this, but...
I mean, quick overview, you know, I do strive to, describe X in one sentence, and I think that describes
the
house in one sentence, you know?
No, that's basically the movie.
This movie, but, you know, that's... Oh, well, there's a reason why we keep going after that. If the whole podcast was just a quick overview, I think, we'd probably be able to put out a lot more episodes.
a lot shorter too.
A lot shorter, but I think let's diving in into, you know, who these girls are, possibly why are they getting eaten. Maybe we kind of learn that ish.
So let's, since we're already talking about it, let's talk about the themes and tones.
So yeah. So
tonally speaking, it's a horror comedy, so definitely there are some serious scenes, but they never really. It's not like the horror in the sense, like, if you watch The Conjuring or something like that. There's no real sense of dread, really. It's just there's wacky hijinks and odd editing moments. Plus, there's horrific situations combined with into it.
You know, and I'm not super into horror movies in general. I haven't seen a lot. But there were moments in this movie that, you know, got me. Like, oh, like, I just went like, oh, shit. You know, that feels. And I think it's a lot of, I think one of the movie's strengths, you know, for being 1977, I think the effects are actually pretty decent.
Sometimes.
Yeah. No, I think, I can't think of any that are like, oh, that's horseshit. Again, I think it's the context of 77 special effects, which, I mean, actually, didn't Star Wars come out in the 70s? Well, you know, I haven't seen that and I refuse to, so you know what? Wow. I'm sure this is fine.
You never saw the original trilogy?
Hell no.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
You don't want to give George Lucas your viewing.
Hey, time? I'll give him I'll give the prequels any 7 days of the week of my time. I'll watch those.
That's insane.
But I think it's like at this point they've been so hyped up. I'm like, there's no way
it could be that good.
It's, you know, they're basically fucking holy articles. They're fucking, you know, some people do treat some fandoms as religions, but whatever. That's getting off topic. Let's getting into this topic. So yeah, tonally, it is a horror comedy. And themes, as for themes, so I did get like a theme of family. I'm not gonna say that.
It's the finisher.
You said that. Mm-hmm. But now I did get like a theme of, because the girl runs to her aunt because her dad is getting remarried, because she's like, oh, you know, still really, really attached to her mother. And so she runs to the past and, ooh, gets consumed by it.
So yeah, since you're already digging at that, so Ophie and I are two big dum-dums, but Bianca pointed out the main theme of
It's my sister, by the way, if this is the first time watching, who recommended this as her favorite movie. Okay.
But no, it is subtle. I think there's times when you watch a movie or you play a game where they just beat you over the head with the theme, right? But you know, after seeing something like this, like, I kind of get why they do that, because it was kind of lost on me as far as why. Until, like, they wrapped it up at the end, and it wasn't even exactly the message that I thought it was supposed to
be. Yeah. Yeah, because maybe it's important to point out that we are recording this, since we now live, like,
in the same city,
like, we decided to just watch this and immediately do the podcast. Usually we do it. Maybe we'll have like a couple days to, especially for me, I like to write out my notes and think about, okay, what am I going to say? So, you know, maybe now isn't the best time for me to collect all my thoughts, but I'm not sure if I would have gotten much from even just rewatching it. Maybe. But yeah, no, I think it definitely is. It's these more like, oh, the cerebral assassin, Triple H.
Yeah. Triple H is the game.
The game.
Give me a job at NXT.
I know, like I said the last time, both of us have said before that we enjoy more simpler, more straightforward stuff. You know, but I think it's very hard to follow at times, this movie, and I think it was on purpose. It's very. I think. I don't know. I'm just not sure what to say. So Bianca did come up with the theme of generational trauma, as I've said. Like, this is 1977. It's only been a couple decades since World War II ended.
Yeah.
And even part of the plot is dictated by the aunt's husband went to war and didn't return. And one of the points is that she kept waiting for him, and Kind of like how you have this older generation, this aunt from there, kind of, preying upon, I guess, consuming
Young unmarried girls.
of the yeah, representative of the younger generation, which I guess, how did that happen in real life? I don't know. I don't know enough history. Don't know enough Japanese history from post-World War II off
Something
the
with
top of my
taxes, I
head.
don't know.
Maybe.
If I had to
Maybe.
guess.
I mean, I guess, I mean, I would love to have Bianca come in and explain it, but I don't know. Anytime I've asked her to come back, she's like, eh. I mean,
I'm not feeling it. That Persona cast was too long.
was pretty long, but, I
You
enjoyed
could have
having.
done five and we missed the window
I
on
didn't
that.
enjoy having her perspective
You
on
could have
those
done
things.
five.
Oh, yeah, we want to do five right now? Oh, let's go. Okay,
Yeah,
so
okay.
Akechi's a piece of shit.
Wow.
Maybe. Yeah, no, yeah.
Is he Adachi?
I'll take a dog. Yeah, because he at least he doesn't get redeemed. Or Adachi didn't get redeemed.
He kind of redeems at the end with his
Kind.
letter.
No, but if maybe because like I know how he is in
I
the.
think it's because you have Royale.
No, I didn't.
Or Royal.
I actually didn't get through the Royale stuff.
Expose.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Expose
I didn't.
these
I didn't. I
hoes.
didn't get to the.
You didn't get through the 300-hour game.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, not. But anyway, okay. I'm not okay. Yeah, trauma. Shit's
Yeah,
bad.
I mean,
Family.
it's the burdens of the older generation consuming, and in this movie, quite literally, the younger generation.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
But
you
I don't think
know.
it was too heavily played
Well,
on.
I think you mentioned it when Fantasy, yeah, that's her name. The names in this movie are
Kind of
pretty.
terrible. They're just like they're
They're
just
descriptions.
stereotype
Yeah,
niches.
they're descriptors. When you said, well, she is also mirroring the aunt of depending on a man to come back home
That
because he
was gorgeous.
promised.
You talk
Yeah.
about gorgeous, not
No, that
fantasy.
was Fantasy.
Gorgeous is the main character, right?
Yeah, she was, but Fantasy was the one who had a crush on
Oh, the
Togo.
teacher. Okay,
Yeah. And remember at the end where she's like, oh, he promised he'll come, and then glasses. Oh shit, professor.
Professor. Glasses. It should have been
What
glasses,
if the same
honestly.
thing, same shit
It should
was
have been
like, hey, he
glasses.
didn't promise shit. Kind of mirroring,
Oh, yeah, you're
you know,
right, yeah.
the same problems that we
Parallels
were
in the
having. Yeah,
story, yeah.
parallels of the old and the new getting consumed by this hope
A woman waiting for a man that's never gonna
that just
return.
ends up in bananas.
If anything, that's what I was assuming what the main theme was gonna be was unrequited love in the sense that it's not returned because they physically can't return because the suitor for the aunt died, stupid teacher guy became bananas. But no, I think because of that World War II montage in the middle of the movie, I think Bianca's point is the more prevalent.
Yeah, I wish we could give props to who. I'm sure I'll ask
We'll
her
have our
later.
analysis. We'll do it
Whatever.
in the lingering thoughts next episode. That's
Possibly.
what it's there for.
I will make a note because I feel like anytime I have a lingering thought, I never actually.
Remember?
I'll have like, ooh, I want to say this about last week's stuff.
Ashley said it's time to go to bed, Joker.
Oh shit. Oh, where is my? Oh, whatever.
Morgana
Yeah,
plushie.
whatever. We'll get to it later. But yeah, I think it's a fine theme.
What was Morgana's what's it called? Stupid nickname?
Mona? I
Yes.
never got that
I feel like
much.
it was just a shortening
Yeah,
Morgana.
just call him Morgie. I like Morgie.
Oh, you say that seriously? Yeah, that's
No,
gross.
I know it's stupid, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Mona just makes me think Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Morgie, Jesus.
But hey,
No, no, no. No wonder you went with my naming for this
speaking
podcast.
of terrible names, let's go off with gorgeous, sweet, kung fu, prof or professor,
Yeah. Melody,
Melody.
hold on, there's
I
one
think I'm
more. The
missing
hungry one.
Mac.
Mac
Is there
from
one more?
McDonald's or mac and cheese? No, that's seven, right?
That's only six, right? Who
So
am I
sorry.
forgetting? Kung Fu, Sweet,
Sweet
Melody,
Melody.
Gord. Hold on.
Professor.
Actually, oh, Fantasy.
Fantasy. Well,
There you
yeah, we
go.
just talked about it earlier.
Yeah. So yeah, these are our
So what are their
characters.
arcs, Sophie?
They all die except for.
Now Gorgeous dies.
Oh yeah, I guess
Our
if
body
it
is
for
consumed.
we're going
See
for
that? Consumed by
consumed
the
by
aunt.
her aunt.
The aunt ghost. The ghost
Yeah.
aunt.
Because, you know, they do set some stuff up with Gorgeous, like being unable to deal with her dad remarrying. She's still very much attached to her mom, which, you know, okay.
I think that's makes another, sense. That's another realistic. Show of the theme of the generational trauma, because it's, once again, the older generation just forcing their problems onto the youngings. Gorgeous wasn't ready to move on to having a stepmom, you know what I mean? But her dad said, fuck it, she's getting married, she's your new mom. Mm. She's just going to come in. Which, by the way, a terrible way to introduce.
It's like, yeah, you know the vacation you've been looking all school year to? Hey.
We're going to have a third, we're going to have a surprise.
a surprise, and your surprise partner, this woman. Oh, man. It reminds me of the, what a clip of just Teddy Long every time making.
We're gonna have a tag match with the Undertaker.
Tonight you're gonna go one on one. Anyway,
you should have came out at that SmackDown Las Vegas.
Oh my God, that would have been crazy. Can you imagine? But anyway, characters and arcs. I mean, what? Other than like what we talked about, I mean,
they're just character stereotypes that die. Okay, take a guess what Kung Fu's known characteristic is.
She's there for action.
Yeah, for punchy, kicky stuff. What's Professor's?
She's there to say stuff not scientific.
And be smart and have glasses.
I mean, I think that, you know what? I think that can apply to a lot of horror movies where most of the characters are just kind of...
archetypes.
Yeah, because I did I remember watching Friday the 13th, and honestly, like, they're just fodder for Jason.
So they're just fodder for the house to murder people.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But I think, you know, tying it in, there's a little bit of the wrinkle tying it in with the whole generational thingy of mirroring. I think she wants to get out.
Yeah, I got it.
I could do that. But yeah, no. I think that's fine. No, got some family shit. Some family. But yeah, I think maybe it's time to...
Stay tuned for next episode, Fast 9.
I mean, you want to? I mean, isn't it theaters?
There's more of these than... Harry Potter movies now.
Really?
Yep. Because Harry Potter was 8 and Fast was 9, and that's not counting the spin-offs. But then again, I guess Harry Potter had spin-offs.
Yeah. Okay, but whatever.
How many Marvel movies are
there? Oh, don't.
I hope there's more Fast movies than Marvel movies.
Whatever. Let's not get sidetracked. Let's get on to some questions. Maybe. Questions.
Dom in a wheelchair is like, we gotta go fast. For family.
When, like, Fast 92?
Yeah.
Exactly. When he's 92 years old. Okay, yeah, so questions. I mean, the big one, like...
Do you know they go into space in the new one?
Are you... I don't even know if you're joking.
No, they seriously go into space.
No, you're joking. That's bullshit.
All right. You like how you're trying to get through this and I'm just distracting
you? So anyway, the fucking teacher, I don't even know why he's coming. Oh, no, you said...
They might have explained... No, you told me it was the camp. I didn't even see that part. I might have dozed off a little bit.
I think
bit.
Bianca said it.
But I don't understand, like, what camp?
No, I think he was supposed to go to a camp. Maybe it was with those tennis players in the beginning. Maybe that's what it was.
Man, we should have... I'm not going to rewatch this.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, what camp was Sensei going to?
I mean, I don't think that I don't think like what camp matters. It's just like to me, it's like why is he going? I guess it's like because. But then Professor's like he didn't promise shit, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But he was looking for the house. He was trying to get there.
There's not really many plot holes to point out, like because the plot's pretty paper thin.
The plot is like. This is crazy.
Girls go to a house, girls get murdered. The magic. Oh, they get murdered supernaturally.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Not really. There's not really a lot of room for error there. Unless you're going to try to point out the error with, like, supernatural stuff going
that
on.
That shit's not realistic.
It's fucking magic, so what is there to say?
What is there to say? But, you know, there were still some notable moments.
Like the dancing skeleton. The dancing skeleton
was fun, and every time it popped up, we popped, we clapped. We didn't clap. And hey, there actually was a surprising amount of nudity.
Yeah, I didn't expect to see any nudity in this movie. But
hey, you know what? Yeah.
All the girls are, for some whatever reason,
disrobed. Hey, you gotta clean up after going out to the countryside. You know, get all sweaty from working or whatever. I don't know.
Got to clean up from all that getting murdered by a supernatural.
That would
house.
Help. Yeah, that would help. That would help. And you know the death scenes, which I think were a lot of the enjoyment for me is just watching some of them. Which I think.
Oh, like in Chasing. No, what's it called? It's not Chasing Signs. Faithful Findings. Faithful Findings. The death scene. Remember the death scene at the end?
Oh, at the end, yeah, that was great. Those were all amazing.
So just like that movie, yeah, the death scenes here are somewhat memorable. Like the.
Oh yeah, no, somewhat. No, they're fucking. Yo. They're crazy.
The man became a stack of bananas. For some
man
reason.
Became a stack of bananas. The
Wait, so the watermelon guy at the front, was he just like a magic spell or something? Like, I don't understand. Or was that like a sentient human? Or why did he become a skeleton?
I don't know.
When what's his face mentioned bananas, even though it was a watermelon.
You know, I wish Bianca was here to take all these. Don't I don't
Feel
know
these questions.
I don't have any good answers for you, but
piano,
I just...
The piano eating melody was kind of fun.
No, that was a highlight for me. That one was crazy.
Especially with the fingers at the end, that was
kind of
freaky.
That was really freaky, yeah. And the mirror spot.
The mirror scene was actually disturbing because the music doesn't really match the typical horror music. It's kind of like when they play classic songs.
Yeah, I know. Which I think, to me, heightens the creepiness.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I was into it.
And then, like, some of those, there were, like, multiple mirrors. One of them... had like her normal face, but the other one had like a slightly smiling one, a grinning one. Well, I think it was pretty
and it
fairly
started
well done.
Cracking and melting.
Yeah. Futons falling on him. Again, I'm not even gonna bother. Okay.
Good now.
All right. And 3, 2, 1.
So key directing. First thing, the transitions in this movie are just bananas.
What's the word?
Bananas.
No.
Oh, they're whatever. They're not built up to. It's just sudden.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're like fades and there's zoom ins and there's.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The camera shots are insane in this movie. Like when they're trying to focus in on something, like Gorgeous picking up the teleporting cat, Blanche. Like instead of just zooming into the literal cat, they just close black out the out. Screen. Yeah, they black out the screen and do a circle focus, which is kind of odd.
It's crazy. The way, like, the back, oh, and they're on the train, for example, and, like, the background, the train just melts away into the background, and then they're on a bus, and they're getting off a bus. That's crazy. It was wild.
Like, it wasn't in the sense, like, it was a seamless transition where they get onto a bus, and then they get off a bus. No, it's just, they were literally on a train, and then now they get off a bus. It was sudden, and it was abrupt.
Yeah, definitely, definitely weird, which I'm sure we haven't said enough in this little podcast. But now I think that the music, as we said in a couple scenes, was probably not your typical horror music, which, you know what, I think I'll take, just because, I don't know, to me, maybe just like the whole, a lot of the horror genre, a lot of like tropes and stuff seem very cliche to me, so I kind of appreciate anything that's a little different. It's a little unsettling. Which definitely was sometimes. Yeah.
A lot of the camera cuts in this movie are weird too. Like when Kung Fu was like chasing the cat painting, she was like zooming across the screen almost, but they zoomed into her face
crazy.
Show that effect.
It's like crazy again. Weird. It's already 5 o'clock. Damn. Okay. Shit's weird.
I think the music was mismatched, especially like it's extremely prominent at the end. When they have
in the final scene.
The final scene when they had the almost stepmom or stepmom? I'm not sure.
No, she wasn't married yet. That's the key.
So the almost stepmom. Yeah, that's why she was able to be eaten, right? But the almost stepmom goes to the house because for whatever reason she decided to visit.
Yeah. Unprompted.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure if this was normal, a real life, the daughter would appreciate 100%.
But she visits, and then they play music as if like it was a happy ending and it was triumphant. When in reality, the situation her head. Oh no,
because you see, this is like from her perspective. She's like, "Oh, hey, look, the daughter is here. She looks fine. She's welcoming him in. This is the start of a new era, a new dawn.
Oh my god,
the new era of WWE. And I think that maybe that's why, like, oh look, things are gonna get resolved, but oh they're not." No, so I actually enjoyed the use of the music in that scene.
Maybe so, but the reality of the situation, at least in context of the scene, that wasn't going to happen.
Well, yeah, that's the irony in it.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't not sure I'm too behind that, regardless.
Anyway, getting into the effects then. I mean, it's 1977, so maybe it is kind of hard for us to gauge. I haven't seen that much stuff there, special comparable. Effects. Comparing it, just some stuff that we noticed. I mean,
I do want to say when they flashed back to World War II, I kind of enjoyed the black and white, no audio film reference. It was just to show the age of the flashback.
Also, like the whole scene, it's like, so this is Gorgeous giving exposition about her aunt, but it's as if they're watching the same film we are, because a lot of films will flashback from a character talking about the flashback, but we're seeing what's actually happening. But it's like the characters in the movie were seeing exactly what we're seeing, which is very breaking a little fourth walliness. So I think that was really interesting. I mean, some of the painted backgrounds, I think they look actually really nice.
I think it was a little off-putting.
I mean, yeah, you can notice it, and obviously some of the green screen effects you can see at the especially with like hair, where you know a lot of strands of hair against the background, it's not melding 100%. I just chucked it up.
They were doing the body parts stuff too.
No, I think actually I don't have a problem with those ones because that's weird Kooky Bananas magic
head,
shit anyway.
I thought the floating head thing was just because you could see like the blue line.
Well, that's how it was. That's how it fit. That's how they. Well, they didn't actually chop her head off, you know.
No, yeah, I hope not.
This actress was never seen again.
I hope not. I hope so. This movie was something.
This movie definitely was something. Oh, I really actually love how the water or the cat's blood, as they pointed out, just kind of flooded the house near the end, and the flooring came apart. That was a really cool visual. Yeah, that was a really cool effect too. Or just a lot of the blood splatter when the cat painting just starts splurting out blood. Really like that. You know, and then in the end credits, where it's all the credits going up into a painting of the house. It's like, oh look, thematically appropriate.
Yeah. Oh, I do also want to point out the stop motion scenes.
Yeah.
There's some moments like that where the camera works like stop motion. I didn't like it really. I thought it took away from the film.
Yeah, you think? No, because I think to me it's, you don't use stop motion for things that can move by themselves, yeah. Like people.
Yeah.
And that was really unsettling. I'm kind of into it. I'm not into when they cut the frame rate in half.
Yeah, I was like, God, did the frame rate in this movie just drop?
A couple of them. There was like one scene for an extended amount of time. That was really disorienting. But you know what? I guess that's just part of the experience. I do think, you know, maybe this is a movie that's, maybe you need a little extra help for enjoying. I think Bianca did watch it when she was high, so maybe that helped with her enjoyment. Yeah, probably. But yeah, I think maybe going into closing thoughts. I think we're ready at a cool sub 40 minutes, because we don't really have much to say other than shit's weird.
I don't think there's much to say.
I think I did enjoy it. I think I would say I'm leaning towards it was. I think it was worth watching. I think it is. It's just so different than anything you can see today and like before and since. It's just fucking crazy. It's kind of hard to define because it has a very generic sounding name. It's like, what was I talking about?
I don't think I appreciate the naming of how.
I like the name. I think it's fine.
It after the cat or some shit like that.
No, I think it's fine as house, but. Yeah, no, I say give it a try. It's not, actually, I didn't think it'd be that long. It kind of felt pretty long.
It did feel pretty long.
And I think it's, at the beginning, the pacing to me felt like super fast. People keep talking, characters are getting introduced, we're setting the stage, getting to the house, things slow down.
And then murder.
We slowly build up, like a murder plot would, and then it accelerates to the end, so. No, I think that kind of works though. So no, I give it a mild recommendation, from me personally.
I'm gonna disagree with that. I don't think it was a weird experience, and I'm not even sure if it's in the so bad as good category for me. I think you need to have particular taste to enjoy this movie, and
definitely.
Like, let me put it like this: I wouldn't go out of my way to show this to my friends.
Unlike Bianca.
Yeah, Velocipastor is a bad movie, but I would go out of my way to show that to people.
Yeah, I guess this does kind of fall in. It's not blowing people away with its story or characters.
I didn't hate it, but.
But no. do you feel anything for it? The character that's worse.
Mild dislike.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch it again.
Well, that's fair. Because I think this was a. Very, very artsy. Maybe you can use that word. I don't know.
To me, it just seems more confused and unfocused at times.
I mean, I think that probably is a result of. I'm sure the production is.
Oh yeah, the whole piece behind the curtain for this movie. If we checked on Wikipedia.
No, just real quick, and like how apparently trying to get the find a director for this took a while because no one wanted to do it. Because it is just so fucking weird.
Which just makes me wonder what the original script looked like.
Or even if they changed anything at all. Maybe they didn't.
There's no way they didn't.
You sure?
There's not a doubt in my mind that they changed the script.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's a story for another day that we're not going to get into. Maybe you can find out ourselves. But I think we're going to wrap it up here. So House 1977. Eh?
Yeah. Second that.
Yeah, so I think that's it from us. We've been to Spotter Pod. I don't know how you end the podcast. You should go for it.
What? Come on, man.
Something, don't pretend to be a...
We're not always a... We're not a weekly podcast where you pretend to be.
There you go.
It says it right at the bottom, you fuck.
I'm looking at the... Seeing what time, because that's very important to know how...
Catch us next time. Cut out.
Whatever. All right, see ya.